Ross, what's your background? How did you get into this?
Well, it's an interesting question. It's a bit of a convoluted path. I'm a third-generation Albertan and grew up in the country, farming families on both sides. Went through the process of a number of postgraduate degrees in agriculture and molecular biology. Moved into public policy for a while in agriculture. And then into corporate finance and strategic planning areas. And from that led to joining AVAC in 2000.
What is AVAC?
Well, AVAC is an early-stage investor, Alberta-based. We invest directly and indirectly into promising mainly technology companies with an interest and a focus in Alberta, as well as we are the leading fund-of-fund early-stage investor in Alberta that's investing into venture capital in Alberta.
Now, is the focus mainly on agricultural ICT or what?
Well, that's a good question. Certainly for the first 8 to 9 years of AVAC starting in 97, and partly why I guess I'm involved because of my ag background, is to focus on both agriculture research, helping to find commercially focused research interests within universities and institutions, and help to get that technology in a position to be acceptable and interesting to companies. But our primary job is to help to catalyze homegrown business successes in agriculture. That's been the case, continues to be today. And so we focus a lot over the last over 11 years on investing in opportunities in value-added agriculture. So that's areas that are post-farm gate for the most part. Anything from software companies that can help farmers through to molecular biology areas, new opportunities to produce anything from insulin with one of our companies, Symbiosis, from plants. So growing them in the field, harvesting them for the high-end pharmaceutical market, right through to opportunities to turn feedlot waste into biogas and electricity as a renewable source of energy. So a real wide range. And then 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, in fact, the province approached us about broadening out our areas to invest in the same way in early-stage companies. In other areas, information, communication, and technology, that's everything from the web through software, high-tech areas, in the life sciences areas that we hadn't previously been involved with, such as pharmaceuticals, medical imaging, as well as in other areas related to health, nutraceuticals, pharma, we were already involved with through the ag side, but in other areas as well in terms of therapies, et cetera. And the other emerging area which has become very interesting is the whole industrial technology sector. So that can be anything from environmentally friendly detection systems to monitor, you know, the energy industry, oil and gas, through to new alternate energy sources, to creating new structural fibers. We have an interesting company here in Edmonton, Cadillac Coatings, that has a technology to spray or powder coat wood. So being able to create a melamine type of finish or better using an environmentally friendly approach.
Where does the money come that you can use to invest?
Well, the initial seed money was a joint opportunities led by Alberta government, and in fact it was Alberta Agriculture at the time, and as well as Agriculture Agri-Food Canada. And that was in the early days in 97. And then by the early 2000-2002 period, the province stepped up again and topped up the initial investment. In that case, it was agriculture again, Alberta Agriculture. And then more recently, Advanced Ag Technology has stepped up, and with the creation of the IVAC initiative, invested at that time $35 million to allow us to invest directly into companies as well as to create an early stage venture fund. And that fund we were able to place to help to establish in Alberta 3 venture capital funds, 2 that were not here in the province previously, that now are actively investing in Alberta companies in technology.
And what are those venture capital funds?
Well, the initial fund that's an agriculture-based fund is, the fund is called Avrio Ventures, and it's a fund that's, our partners are Farm Credit Canada and some private other investors here in Alberta and elsewhere, and it's a national fund focusing on value-add agriculture. The other 2 funds are newer. Innovia Ventures is a Montreal based but national fund with offices here in Alberta, and we were instrumental in leading the Alberta fund creation. That fund focuses on everything from software through to pharmaceuticals and medical devices and other types of technologies. And it's a $109 million fund national. And the most recent fund, which is just through their first close, is a regional fund, Yale Town Ventures, based in Vancouver. And they're an EnviroTech, clean tech, and software fund, focusing on the Pacific Northwest and BC and Alberta. And again, we were the Alberta lead to draw them into Alberta. And now all three funds have active investment portfolios in Alberta. 2 years ago, none of the three did.
Well, why was it felt necessary back in 97 to even establish something like AVAC? Because, I mean, there are venture capital funds out there, angel investors, that kind of thing. Why do we need AVAC?
That's a very good question. And actually, I think it's probably the root of what we still do today. Starting in about 96, the minister and some of the senior officials within government in Alberta recognized, and as they still do today, and given today's drought in the province and agriculture, it punctuates the issue, diversification and being able to extract higher value in a more risk-adverse way is important for what we do in terms of generating value from commodities, whether it be farm products or whether it be oil and gas in other areas. So the agriculture minister of the day felt important that we start to generate more value from the post-farm gate activity. The data that had been generated prior to that showed Alberta lagging quite a ways behind. We were being known as the hewers of water and haulers of wood. And AVAC was created at that time to help to catalyze those companies that could value add commodities. And that continues to be the challenge for today and what we've worked very hard to try and achieve in now the broader area. Now, why does public dollars need to go into this space in some way or form? Well, the reality is that investing in early stage companies is a very challenging and very high risk area. Typically, governments get involved in supporting research and innovation. That's working in universities and through tech transfer areas. Then there's a void in terms of available resources until you get to a company that's profitable and generating revenue, and then you'll see later stage venture capital and others get involved. In the area that we participate, the other investors are angels, the owners themselves investing, some interested strategic partners that are prepared and interested in supporting early stage companies, but it's very much a challenging hands-on sport, so to speak. And so nationally it's an issue, actually internationally it's an issue, and AVAC's one of the few companies or agencies for that matter in North America that actually focuses in this area and helps to bridge that funding or investment void and allows companies to get through that stage and be able to get to market.
There's so much emphasis now on life sciences and developing products and technologies that are related to the life sciences. So that's a huge change over the last decade. What do you see as being the potential for these new products and technologies coming out of Alberta's agricultural sector?
Well, that's a very good question. Most of our portfolio is agriculturally based investments in companies, and the opportunities are quite broad. They range anything from in the greenhouse sector, in buildings or under glass, being able to create high value vegetables and fruits that are unique and different than what you can import from Mexico or elsewhere, that allow companies to be able to year round generate revenues and food products for Alberta and for elsewhere, through to, as I mentioned, our company Symbiosis that has two blockbuster opportunities that will have a profound impact on healthcare, both at home as well as elsewhere, with being able to produce insulin, safe insulin at a lower cost in plants that's identical to human insulin for type 2 diabetics, and their latest product called APOA1 Milano, which is a small molecule that they again produce in plants that is both effective for treatment, reduction of platelets, blood cholesterol collecting in your arteries, as well as for prevention. So huge potential for a company. But in terms of human health, and given that we have a very burgeoning health issue in terms of obesity and all related circumstances, blood cholesterol being one of those issues. This has a significant and profound opportunity to mitigate what's going to be a significant healthcare cost in the future.
What do you look for when it comes to investment? How do you decide who you're going to invest or bring along?
Well, the number one rule, and it's not my rule, but the number one rule is, there's three. It's people, people, people. If you got the right kind of motivation and the right kind of people involved, then they will make it happen. And I know from our experience, and we've invested in just over 110 companies over the last 12 years, that almost without exception, if there were good people leading the opportunity, it does well. If we take a risk on some people that aren't quite where they need to be, not quite so promising an outcome.
So at what stage should someone come to AVAC?
Within this pre-commercial, we call it stage, we've got quite a wide breadth. It's pre-revenue, meaning that they haven't got commercial sales on a repeated basis, but it can reach back into, and we actually do invest in universities and research interests at that level as well. So it's technology development, it's market development and commercialization right through to their first significant launch into a market. So really quite a broad swath, starting from an idea through to a market product.
How much might you typically invest in a startup company?
Well, we've got quite a bit of latitude, particularly in the agriculture area. We've invested as little as a few thousand dollars to help to crystallize with our investee partners an opportunity, an idea. In some cases, they decide it doesn't make sense and they move on to something else. And other times, it's helpful to form really a better basis for a bigger opportunity. And so that's on the bottom side. And for a company, we've invested in excess of $5 million in an individual company as well. So it's a really wide range.
Well, tell me about some of these companies that you have invested in, some of your success stories. I'm looking at the logos here on this annual report, and it's amazing, the number of companies as well as the broad range of what they're involved in.
Well, in terms of describing the companies, we've got everything from what I've already mentioned in terms of some of the agriculture companies and industrial technology companies, right through to one investment we made this past year in a social networking company called Tint, which has basically a system for layering over top of existing Web 2.0 world some data tracking systems to help monetize for investors and for people investing into that environment, and advertisers, what they're doing, spending their time and investing or advertising in that area. It's a really interesting company in that whole really fast-moving Web 2.0 environment. Other companies that we've got involved with that are, again, equally interesting range anywhere from one of our earliest and probably our best-known success story in the early days was a company called CV Technology, now called Effexa, with their Cold FX product. And we were able to, at that time, participate back in 97, 98 in helping them with their clinical trials to take that product and help them get their nutraceutical, essentially, or their medical natural product to market. That's a real wide range in terms of that regard. Some of the other things we've got involved with more recently, as I mentioned earlier on, is quite a number of medical device companies, new imaging systems to help for remote evaluation for anything from CT scans to x-rays, et cetera, to help in terms of making it easier for doctors and areas to diagnose and manage personal health. Other companies, we just did an interesting investment this fiscal year in a company called Under the Roof, a little Calgary-based company creating consumer products for the home renovation world. Anything from a way to be able to easily level your and position where you're going to put your pictures on the wall through to unique doorstops that don't cause scuffs and marks on your floor. So we've got a very, very wide range in terms of the kinds of opportunities we've gotten involved with over the last few years.
You mentioned that the model that AVAC is built on is unusual. Are there people from other jurisdictions who are looking at what you're doing here with AVAC?
Yes, there is, in fact, and there has been all along. There is other, and I call them agencies, mostly U.S. state-sponsored agencies that have done in the past similar types of work to AVAC. There's also the service provider world, and in Alberta we have a number of really good service providers that are either attributed to regional economic development initiatives or universities in the province. And there's Calgary Technologies Inc. comes to mind. Tech Edmonton here in Edmonton is another example. The difference for us versus those groups, we work quite closely with them, I might add, is they're providing advisory services, consultancy services, helping in terms of helping with intellectual property if there's a new invention being created, where we're really a patient, hands-on investor. So we come in alongside and conduct very rigorous due diligence, making sure that the investments are sound and appropriate, even though they're super high risk and early stage. We spend a lot of time helping the entrepreneurs make sure that what they want to do is appropriate and is feasible. And then we invest as an investor. And we spend a lot of time hands-on ensuring that they, as they evolve through this early stage world, that we can move with them and adjust and adapt, and that they're paying attention as well.
It's money from Albertans, essentially, that provides the investment. What comes back to Alberta?
Okay, well, that's a good question, and I'll just digress for a moment with that question. One thing that I think is probably sets us apart more than anything else from other organizations or agencies is that we are a private company, so we are arm's length from government, even though our primary investors are government. And that gives us a lot of the ability to make disciplined decisions. And so to answer your question about what do we give back to Alberta, our primary objective is to see a vibrant, well-diversified industry, and quite a number of, and I emphasize the point, homegrown successes here in Alberta. So what we're seeing already is significant sales generated. And remembering these agriculture companies in particular, it takes 7, 10, 12 years to take a life sciences company from where we invest to where they actually get to market. With that said, we've already seen reported almost $400 million in sales generated by the companies that we've invested in to date. And we're just getting started. So I think what that tells you is that the companies we've invested in, many of them aren't going to succeed. They're early stage. That's the nature of the beast. But for those that do, they're going to generate significant economic activity, employment, quality jobs for Albertans.
When you look down the road, what do you see as being the future?
Well, the future is, that's a tough one. If you're looking 5, 10, 20 years out, I don't think that my crystal ball is any better than anybody else's. Certainly, staying the same is not an option. We become dinosaurs or dodo birds, one or the other, if we stay the same. That said, making sure that we try and retain what's good about what's happening today. Certainly the moves in terms of industries and sectors, we're going to be continuing to focus on our strengths, energy. It may not be necessarily only traditional sources for energy. In fact, it likely will be a significant emphasis on renewables, alternate sources for energy. The industries have prospered over the last 10 or 20 years in collateral areas around energy. So it's building the clusters around where we have strengths. Agriculture is a strength in Alberta, no question. And that will continue to evolve and grow. As I say in the early part of the interview, the comment about the current drought punctuating the challenges in agriculture today. And I'm a fourth generation, and I still operate a bit of a farm myself, so I have a very personal perspective on the matter, but it does create both challenges but also opportunities. So part of our job with our company is to ensure that there's more opportunities for farmers.
Now, everything I've heard seems pretty darn positive, but what are some of the challenges for you? Are there some things that need to be changed within the way, say, AVAC is set up or operates?
Well, that's a good philosophical question. Two things that we've worked quite aggressively in the last, and it's now getting on to 6-7 years, is increasing the amount of available resources for us and for our clients. So it's raising additional capital so we have dollars to invest. That's the downside of success, is that as you invest, it means you have less in the bank to invest in the next stage. And so particularly for our capacity builder program right now, we're actually at the point now where we're really at the point of looking for new outside investment. The current investments are less than a year and a half old, so they haven't returned anything to our coffers yet. So that's certainly a challenge, an ongoing challenge. Attracting and retaining talent for our clients as well as for the industry as a whole is an ongoing challenge here and elsewhere. One of the key challenges that AVAC faces is because it's a unique private company but resourced from public dollars, it's a balancing act between being able to operate as a private company with all the rules and regulations and strictures around that, but understanding that there's a public face to the situation as well. We're an economic development driver, no question, but in so doing, one of the areas that we've been struggling with is it's an opportunity and a challenge is we invest as a royalty-based investor in companies. So what that means is that we invest in early on, and any return we would receive back to the company, to AVAC, would be in the form of a royalty on sales. Now, if the company doesn't get to sales stage, then we don't see any return, and that does happen. Early stage companies don't all succeed. But for those that do return capital to AVAC, there is a subset, roughly maybe one out of 10 of the companies that we invest in, that is a real blockbuster potentially and requires significant additional investment. And that investment typically will come from outside of Alberta. And the challenge that our companies that in that group face alongside us is that our investment model isn't effective in terms of successfully attracting those other investors. Those investors are looking for a local lead that has the same objectives and intents as they do and can work on like terms. So we're working continually and ongoing with, in particular, the province to try and help them understand the need and the opportunity for us to have a little more flexibility in terms of how we can invest in companies.
Was there more that you can do to help attract some of this investment or venture capital to Alberta?
The various things that are going to attract venture capital and other types of investment to Alberta are showing them good success stories, good companies. They'll invest in good companies. That said, you got to start somewhere. And what we're doing is investing to help companies get to that point. We call them fundable companies. Along that line, investing is a team sport. And one thing that this past year that I was able and be privileged to be able to do was chair the annual Canadian Venture Capital and Private Equity Conference, which was held this past May in Calgary. And so we were able to see over 500 as a sold out crowd of Canadian and international venture capital and private equity senior officials in Calgary to work amongst themselves, but be able to profile Alberta and showcase the province to those outside the region. Many of them are not familiar with Alberta. We haven't had a very aggressive and outbound as a province investment attraction strategies. So AVAC is one of the jobs is to work as a partner in venture capital and in attracting investors from elsewhere. And in that light, I do participate in the National Canadian Venture Capital Association as one of the executive vice presidents. And again, it's intended to help to draw interest into Alberta by investors from elsewhere. One of the very important parts about Alberta is it's not an island. It's not isolated. What happens elsewhere in the world is profoundly going to affect Alberta. We have an opportunity for that to be a positive impact. And our job in the investment world is to try and ensure that Alberta is acknowledged and is some place to go to see good opportunities. We have a very entrepreneurial, like-minded community in Alberta, and when investors come here and see what we've got, they tend to get quite interested.
Why do you do this? What do you get out of it?
Well, that's a good question. I'm an idealist by nature. I've tons of passion around Alberta and the industry, the region for that matter. This investment's an area I enjoy. That was something my MBA profs told me at the time as a strategic planning specialist, that this is an area that I would probably do well in. And it's an area that I do enjoy. It's one of those areas where what can you do to really provide significant value in your life? What are the areas that you can really make a difference? And I see what we do with AVAC as one of those opportunities. I'm really quite quite privileged to be able to work in this area and see the kind of opportunities turn into success that we're able to see.
Thank you very much, Ross.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you very much, Cheryl.